A little over a year ago, my older sister Katie and I went down to Big Daddy's Bagels in downtown Golden with our two dogs, Sammy and Daisy. Sammy, being a black pit bull, is not allowed most places. Daisy, being a King Charles, is allowed almost anywhere. Intrigued by the idea that some people are scared of Sammy, we decided to do a social experiment. Katie took Sammy to one of the entrances to Big Daddy's Bagels, and I took Daisy to the other to see maybe if people would avoid Sammy and go to Daisy. Time and time again, we saw people purposefully avoid Sammy's direction and go to Daisy's entrance. Trying to give people the benefit of the doubt, Katie and I switched positions, but each time, Daisy was greeted with love and affection, and Sammy was completely ignored. Disappointed in the results, I decided to go home and ask my parents if it was a normal occurrence. They said it was. While doing this social experiment, I did not know that it would lead me down the path of learning about breed-specific laws and how breed biases can affect the dog. I am Jenna, and I am here to talk about how breed-specific laws and breed biases can affect the dog breed, and also how it affects overall livelihood of the animal. Before we can get into how the breed-specific laws can affect the animal and how it needs to stop, we need to focus on one breed and how it affects it. Pit bulls. In order to get into how pit bulls have shifted from America's dog to America's most feared, we need to learn the background and the history of the breed. The documentary The Champions says that pit bulls were, at one point in time, America's dog. It was in the early 20th century when pit bulls were considered America's dog, and you saw them everywhere, from billboards to the silver screen. Funny how things changed so fast when in the 1960s, pit bulls were then seen as perfect for dog fighting. Dog fighting first arose as a perfect form of entertainment in the 1960s. And quickly, people began to see their pit bulls, which were once used for watching children, as fighting dogs. People began to overbreed and inbreed pit bulls to win money from the dog fights. People began to train their pit bulls to be dangerous and vicious. It's all about the training. Time magazine was the first to write on the subject of dog fighting in an article called "The Pit Bull's Friend and Killer," and it discussed how aggressive the breed was. Just by looking at the cover, people began to see pit bulls in an unfriendly light. Viewed as dangerous and vicious, people began to completely get rid of their pit bulls overall. Being scared of pit bulls never died down or went away, because though dog fighting was outlawed, it still remained popular. The first breed-specific law was passed in Florida, where they outlawed pit bulls from being in main cities. Training is everything with a dog, but people did not see that. Too scared to even get one, people began to stop buying pit bulls and to stop training them the right way. The Boulder Humane Society uses a neat way of training a dog, especially one that is known to be aggressive. It's called clicker training. Each time a dog does something good, you press the clicker and give it a treat. This trains good habits and shows the pit bull that there's more than just aggression out there. Places like the Boulder Humane Society are trying to get pit bulls to be less aggressive and become, again, America's dog. Raising a dog is like raising a child. You teach it to be aggressive, that's what it's going to be. There are other ways of training a dog, like shock collar training. Though that is not an ideal way that most people like to do it, it can be proven to be effective with certain dogs. It depends on what kind of dog you have. But training is everything. A dog isn't just born aggressive. It picks up those tendencies over time. The documentary The Champions focuses on how to love and appreciate a dog even if it does look aggressive. No matter what kind of dog you have, love it and treat it with respect, or it will become aggressive. The music for this podcast is from Utopian Sounds on YouTube, and it was published on February 5th, 2014.